What should be the Jewish outlook and or response to the overwhelming scientific evidence that there is human-caused global warming and that this is a bad thing? On the one hand, no matter how convincing the science is never MS. What is true today can be proven false tomorrow. On the other hand, if today's science is saying that certain human activities are harming the earth, surely we must do what we can to protect Hashem's beautiful world. Could you please clarify? Thank you for the great site. Anonymous from New York, USA. Okay, on the one hand, even if there is a doubt whether certain things can be destructive to the planet and to human beings, then perhaps there's an idea about tashchis on it, and as long as there's no great human need to do those things, one should be careful not to do things that harm the environment or harm other people. On the other hand, the philosophy behind this sometimes is the idea that the world is not guided by God, but rather all different kinds of forces that affect the world, and similar to what they said by the Mabul, that every so many years the sky gets weak, and that's why they built Migdal Bavel, to reinforce the sky. When people begin to think that they control the world and can control totally their fate and the future of the world, and don't remember that it's God's world, those kinds of philosophies are very, very dangerous. But if we realize that we were put into this world by the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we are here la'avdo l'shamra, to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam within the world and through the world and with the world, and to make the world a better place for everyone, physically and spiritually, then we should conduct ourselves in such a fashion, and definitely not do things that would harm others or harm the environment.